I was preaching in Canton, Ohio in a meeting, and after the service that night, a lady came to me and she said, "My husband and I are having difficulties. Would you counsel with us?" Well, I didn't consider myself a professional counselor, but maybe I can help this couple. So, along with her husband, we went to one of the side classrooms, sat down, and she began explaining to me the problem in their marriage. I listened very intently, like a counselor is supposed to listen. When she got through explaining the problem, he literally raised his hand and said, "May I say something?" I said, "Absolutely." He began telling me his side of the problem, which was very different than what she had said. Then in the midst of all this, they got in an argument right in front of me. "That's not what you did. It is to what you did. It is to." I thought, it's better time to kick in my counseling techniques. So I said, "I know some things that would help this marriage." They just kept on going. "Well, I know some things that would really make a difference." They kept on going. No matter what I said, they didn't hear me. And when my formal education seems not to be working, I have a tendency to go back to my roots. I grew up in inner city St. Louis. I'm a ghetto kid at heart. So I just looked right at this couple and I said, "Shut up. First one opens their mouth, I'm going to bust them." Now, if you've ever studied counseling very much, that's probably a new approach. Now, young people, I did say shut up. Please do not go home and repeat it. You're not to do things like that, except in that situation. They shut up. Their eyes got real big, looking right at me. I said, "Lady, your problem is selfishness." Would you believe the man was so insightful, he said, "That's right." I said, "Sir, you have the same problem. We're going to do something about it this week." I looked at the man, I said, "I want you to go out and get a long stem red rose, one, uno, bring it home to this woman." I felt the need to be very specific with him. I said, "Lady, you act like you've never seen a rose before," which was probably true. "Put it in a vase, put it in the middle of the table, sloppy kiss, favorite desserts, do something for the other." Got it. I got up to preach the next night, and I usually put my Bible on the pulpit before I preach to be ready. And I put it on the pulpit, and there was a piece of candy wrapped up in a baggie. Now, Larry would tell you that you hang around pulpits long enough, you can find some strange stuff. Sometimes they put a note up there. One man where I was preaching put his watch up there. Didn't think I owned one. Now, what is so funny about that? Larry forgot to tell you my nickname at home. They call me Pharaoh because I won't let the people go. Hope you think that's funny at 1 o'clock. Piece of candy wrapped up in a baggie. So I asked the local preacher, I said, "Where did the candy come from?" He said, "Ray brought it by. Ray's this man I'm working with. And left it for you." I said, "Well, how nice." He said, "Give you this message." I said, "What's the message?" He said, "You tell Jones I didn't get roses like he told me to, but I got chocolate-covered cherries instead because I like those better." He didn't get it, did he?